This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Howard Dean has embarked on a rescue mission to save himself from the shouting, screaming moment in Iowa, which has preoccupied commentators since Monday night. Dean has been the subject of jokes on late-night television. Internet pranksters have made the most of it. Pundits have pronounced his campaign all but over, and polls show he is losing support. So last night, Dean tried mightily to deal with Iowa and move on. NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports from New Hampshire.
The last candidate debate before the New Hampshire primary took place last night at St. Anselm's College, and Howard Dean supporters were out in force to counter any impression that their candidate might have faltered. Inside the debate, a mostly somber Dean was full of facts and frank and sensible statements of the kind that originally attracted support to his campaign. At the end of one answer, he did take advantage of this political pulpit to explain, if not apologize, for Iowa.
You know, I'm not a perfect person. I think a lot of people have had a lot of fun at my expense over the Iowa hooting and hollering, and that's justified. But the one thing I can tell you is that I'm not kidding about what I say. The things that I do are things I believe in. I think it's important that the President of the United States be willing to stand up for what's right and not stand up for what's popular.
But it didn't end there. Howard Dean brought in serious reinforcements. Dr. Dean, Dr. Judy Steinberg Dean. She made a rare appearance, her first television interview, to talk about her husband and his campaign. Both Drs. Dean appeared on primetime Thursday to be interviewed by ABC's Diane Sawyer, an interview that ABC suggested could be absolutely critical to the Dean candidacy. After playing the Dean scream a few more times, as seen on the news, on Leno, on Letterman, Diane Sawyer observed that this was the sort of thing that can really hurt you. And Dean agreed.
You know what, Diane? It could. But there's nothing I can do about it. I did it. I own it. And now we got to get back to running for president.
Sawyer pointed out that supporters were concerned that Dean's behavior was not presidential. And again, Dean agreed.
Yeah, I would not make the case for a moment that that was presidential. Not for a moment. Last night I went to a hockey game. My son got an assist on the first goal. I went yahoo and jumped up in the air. That's presidential? Probably not. Look, I'm a dad. I'm a human being. And I'm going to keep being a dad and a human being.
Somehow more interesting than candidate Dean's attempt to put Iowa behind him was the appearance beside him of his wife. Judy Dean, as she says she's known at home, is a slender, young-looking woman, seemingly shy, who's been conspicuously missing from his campaign. Every other wife is much in evidence, but Howard Dean has said he won't drag his wife around as a prop. Sawyer asked her if she had wanted to do this interview. She said simply, Howard asked me to.
I am kind of private, and I have a son in Burlington I like to stay with, and I have a medical practice which I love. But I also love Howard, and I think he'd make a terrific president. He's really an honest, straightforward, smart person. And I think if I can help him, I will. And that doesn't mean he's going to disrupt my life, disrupt my patients, my son. But if he calls on a Saturday and I'm not on call that weekend, I'll be out there on Sunday.
Seeing the two doctors, Dean, cuddled on a couch, responding at length to questions about his temperament and her decision to stay home, certainly presented a softer, warmer side of Howard Dean. But he didn't stop there. Dean also appeared on Letterman last night with his own 10 Ways I, Howard Dean, Can Turn This Around. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New Hampshire.